Holy Week, Day 8, Before the Dawn. On this Easter Eve, we find ourselves in a rather awkward position. We have been through an incredible Lenten journey. We've walked together during this Holy Week, but today we find it difficult to really make sense of what we witnessed yesterday. We stood at the foot of the cross of Christ, looking up at our Savior, looking up at a seemingly helpless God, a God who was unable to help himself and protect himself from the perils of humankind. While Jesus was betrayed and sentenced to death, you and I, all of us, were betrayed to darkness. Perhaps a bigger condemnation than death itself. For today we find out what is life without Christ. We imagine a life without love. We imagine a life where there is no purpose, there is no meaning. We imagine that darkness, where there is fear of the unknown, and therefore each step that we take needs to be measured, because after all, we cannot see. That's what darkness is all about. But today, off in the distance, we see light. We see a glimmer of hope, for after all, we are children of history. We know how this story is going to end. Unlike the disciples, who were confused, who didn't know what to believe, we have the advantage of knowing that after that crucifixion, something incredible happened. And off in the distance, we see that light of resurrection. In fact, Scripture tells us that before the dawn of the first day, before that Easter morning, the women went to the grave and found it empty. And today, you and I, on this Easter Eve, are also there at the grave, playing in the shadows, so to speak. For in fact, Easter hasn't come yet, but we know that there's something great. We know that this journey that we took together is about to unfold, not end, but unfold into something greater, which we call life. And in that life, we have the advantage of having light. We're there before the dawn. We see the sun coming up. We know the beauty of light. We have the added advantage of faith, of hope, of love, of resurrection. It's there. It's coming to us. The grave is about to be opened. Easter Eve is the night before the promise is fulfilled. We see the tomb radiating with light because that light cannot be hid. We know that that light is in that tomb and it's ready to come out. We are the first witnesses to that. We have arrived at the tomb of Christ, scared, not knowing what to expect, as we are scared in any darkness, not knowing what our next step is going to be. So too, we've gone through this Lenten journey, we've been through this Holy Week together, and now we're going to confront life, but confront it as Christians, as witnesses to the resurrection, as witnesses to the power of love, to the power of life, to the power of good over evil, even over death. This is our first step. We have a glimmer of light there. That's what the dawn is all about. Scripture tells us that the oil-bearing women, the women who were going to anoint Jesus, arrived at the tomb before the dawn. The light was there in the distance, but they had arrived there in the darkness. Confused, scared, but with a lot of faith, for they believed. It's a reminder. Easter Eve is a reminder that it's always darkest before the dawn. We have arrived at Easter Eve together. We are going to be witnesses to the miracle of miracles. We are going to be witnesses to the power of love, to the power of resurrection. And we're going to take that witness now with us into life. This Easter season, with its Lent, with its Holy Week, is culminating, is coming together with the same words that God spoke at the beginning of time. Let there be light, he said, and there was light. Today we arrive at the tomb. We look out at the dawn, we look at the tomb and know that there is light there. There is no doubt in our heart that as dark as it gets before the dawn, that the light will come out. There is no doubt in our hearts as we stand at the entrance of the tomb that the light will come out. That the same one who professed, "I am the light of the world. He who abides in me will never walk in darkness." That Jesus Christ, that light, is coming from the tomb. He has overcome the darkness. This Lenten journey is about to come to an end. Remember, it wasn't the masses. There weren't many people who witnessed the resurrection at first. It was a small group who was prepared and had the faith in their heart. They were the ones who witnessed the empty tomb and then went out and told others. Today, you have been through this Lenten journey. It is your privilege to witness the empty tomb at its first glance, to witness the dawn, to see the light coming out from the darkness. You're there. You've arrived. Congratulations. On this Easter Eve, we conclude with the reading from Holy Scripture, the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28. Now after the Sabbath, toward the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake. For an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled the stone and sat upon it. His appearance was like lightning and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the guards trembled and became like dead men. And the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen as he said. Come see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead, and behold, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him. Lo, I have told you." This is Father Voskin, waiting for you tomorrow morning to greet you and share with you the great news. The end of this Lenten period, the end of this Holy Week journey. But until then, I invite you to our websites, inissues.org and epostle.net. That's epostle.net, Apostolic Evangelism, for an electronic and expanding